The fires in the Smoky Mountains destroyed at least 700 buildings and stunned the mountain resort towns of Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge. But many people who lost their homes don't even know it yet. They're still waiting to be allowed back into their neighborhoods. WPLN's Emily Seiner talked to them about dealing with such a huge unknown.
To look a forest fire in the eye is a harrowing experience, and not one that restaurant worker Rufus Searles wishes to repeat.
I've never, ever, ever, ever seen anything as scary. You can't outrun a fire.
Searles says he evacuated late and grabbed a ride to a shelter in a cop car.
And on the way here, I'm telling you, on both sides of the road, it was a wall of flames. The wind was blowing 70, 80 miles an hour. The fire was blowing across the road.
This is something James Tweedle saw too.
You could feel the heat and the ash. I mean, the best way to describe it is like you were at the gates of hell.
Tweedle and his wife spent the night in a sports complex in Gatlinburg that was converted into a temporary shelter. About 200 people are in shelters, down from more than 1,000 Monday night. Many of those who remain are still under strict evacuation orders, like Tweedle. He's hopeful, but not certain his home is still there.
We're 99% sure it is, but we really don't know, won't know till we lay eyeballs on it.
This is a common refrain, the palpable uncertainty of whether things will be perfectly normal when they return or whether there's nothing left. Here's Terry Lynn Batson, who evacuated with her elderly mother.
I do not know if my house is still standing. I live a mile from here. It's very frustrating.
But certainty might not be any comfort, because some simply know their homes burned to the ground.
Yeah, I got confirmation on a cell phone picture. My house is gone. We got out with what we got on.
Anthony Reynolds made it to the shelter with his wife, daughter, and grandkids. He didn't have time to collect their dogs. He wasn't expecting the fire to jump to his side of the mountain, but the wind shifted and it set a path toward his house.
Within 10 minutes, fire was literally crawling up my road on my mountain.
Reynolds says they drove off dodging flames and leaving a home they'll never see again. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Seiner in Gatlinburg.